Welcome to No Country for Craft Beer. I'm Ryan Hannigan, and with me is my BJCP certified judge co-host, Josh Howard. Man, I can never get those words out.
I am still here. I am still judge.
Yeah, and with mental. Us on the show,
or maybe it's mental.
Yeah, definitely mental. with us on the show this week, we have Telluride Brewing's president and co-founder, Tommy Thatcher.
Hey, team. Thanks for having me. Super psyched.
And the reason why we brought Tommy on is they have a pretty cool new thing happening over in Telluride. It, you know, if you get over there for your skiing, you now don't have to go down the hill and drive out towards the roundabout to get their beer at the brew pub or at their brewery. They are opening a new brew pub up on the mountain, ski in, ski out. We'll let Tommy talk about it, but it looks pretty darn slick. So yeah, take it away.
Awesome. Yeah, this is a couple years in the making of trying to figure out how we've been looking at trying to figure out a second location for some time now. We've had two opportunities that we've kind of gone down that road, not work out. And this last one, going up to starting a brew pub up in Mountain Village. We started down this path about a year ago. So we're about a week away from opening, and we are really excited. Even in these crazy times where we just went into level red in Telluride, but it's as many other counties are in the state. But even in these COVID restrictions, we're confident about the concept that we've created up there and excited about.
Well, beer and tacos is pretty consistently a hit for pretty much anyone that likes either beer or tacos.
Totally. Great food component and partners that we've teamed up with, which we're ecstatic about. And what makes us really excited, we're right on the Mountain Village core. And if you haven't been to Mountain Village, one of the greatest aspects of the village is the plaza there. And it's right at the base of Lift 4, the gondola puts you out right there. There's a lot of great restaurants and bars in the core. A little over a year ago, they passed open consumption. So anywhere in the core is you're able to go into any of the bars and restaurants, get a drink, cocktail, wine, and go find a spot by one of the heated fireplaces around the plaza. So that's kind of the big win that we're looking at moving forward to this winter. Even before the new restrictions just came at us, we weren't going to let anyone into the spot, and we're just going to serve and utilize the core, which is one of the ways that makes Mountain Village great. You know, our little the brew pub, the capacity of 50 people, it's just under 1,500 square feet, and so it's not a huge spot. But what being able to utilize the core and have people come and get food and beers to go, our little restaurant becomes a lot bigger, and that's really pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It's like a built-in patio, but you don't have to pay for it, essentially. It's run by everybody else.
We have a nice little area where you can kind of, a bar rail outside where you can post up. But, you know, it's pretty unique where, and the town of Mountain Village has done an excellent job in getting ready for this winter. And they've refurbished a bunch of gondola cars and made infrared heating in there, lighting. So it's going to be a cool winter wonderland that people are going to be able to, a lot of places around the state where they're able to utilize the outdoor seating this summer. I think we're going to have to see the same success this winter.
Because you guys had a really popular setup this past summer and fall. We got a chance to see that when we came over in September, but I think the way you described it was a block party every day, basically.
Yeah, it was. We were very grateful for how busy we were out here, with the beer garden that was that we were able to set up, and that was a big win for the summer. And I know for a lot of people as we go into the colder season and the winter months, and how are we going to recoup some of the losses that we're all going to face moving forward, and just eager to get it open and see, just kind of create a great apres scene up there, translate that black block party kind of fun environment that we saw the summer up there.
And are you guys going to be brewing any specific beers for the brew pub that are not available at the tap room or in package?
Totally. That's kind of the big, other than, having a second location, as you've been here, it's someone joked with us that said, it's a less than desirable location here, where the brewery is now, it's because it's hard to get to. There's not a lot of places where you can comfortably drink, but it's amazing what you guys have been able to create, and people will drink for a couple hours and sit on a curb, and that's what they do. And it's neat, it's like, but it's hard. We're off the beaten path. Like, you have to have a car. We see a lot more traffic in the summer out here, but in the winter, I'd say the majority of people who are traveling in to Telluride, if they're flying, they fly into Montrose, they hop in the Telluride Express and they get to their hotel where they're staying, and they don't need a car. That's what makes Telluride great, because you have that gondola, you walk to the lift. So we get calls all winter saying, I'm in town, how do I get to the brewery? And unfortunately, the bus system doesn't work. So it's a dead end, So we lose a lot of traffic that way. And so being able to have a second location where we can capitalize on just engaging more people, that's a big win. But the real big win, I think, is the creativity that this brew pub offers for Fish and the brewers and really all of us, because we'll be able to dive into a little R&D station, do a lot more collaborations and just play around with smaller batch stuff than we've never been able to do before.
So is it a true brew pub? So you have a brew system up there in Mountain Village?
Three and a half barrel system.
Okay.
Four fermenters, one bright. So, we're talking with Fish and what styles we want to start brewing up there. We definitely want to do a lot more Belgians. Definitely do some sours, do a better, more extensive lager program, and just really getting the whole staff, not just the brewers, but sales team, bartenders, styles that we want to just, really dive into and have fun with, and not just brewing, at a minimum of 15 barrel batch.
Well, you guys are pretty maxed out space wise, down at the main spot.
Totally. So this gives us, it's not just Groundhog Day. We're brewing, lots of brown and Tempter and a lot of the new Galpin juices and, like just the cores. This will give us more flexibility, more creativity, and more play with the one-off program as well.
I was looking through your selection of Galloping juice variants, and looks like you guys are having a lot of fun with that particular line. For those who might not be familiar, do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Is that just kind of your guys' take on the hazy, or is there more to it than that?
Our take on the Galloping Juice series is Fish was able to connect with Oast House Oils, and we really were able to dive in as one of the first breweries to get a hold of hop terpenes and start a series with doing IPAs, not hazy, but kind of clear IPAs with hop terpenes. And it's been a lot of fun to play around with the flavor profiles with which hops and how the terpenes are portrayed in the beers. And so we've just done our sixth, we've just sold out of number six. We're going to do number seven is going to come out in a couple weeks, and that's going to be the Strata hop terpenes. And so we're super excited about that.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, more trial.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I know that when you guys first started these, Ryan got his hands on a couple cans, and we talked about them on one of our, I think it was back when we still had the radio show, talking about how you guys were one of the first ones, if not the first, to use terpenes in these IPAs, and they've been a perennial favorite for me when I've tried them. So I'm really impressed with that. I thought it was a neat little innovation of sorts.
Yeah, you know, and that's what was one of the big wins of this last year is being able to be a pioneer and on the hop terpene front, and just having fun. You know, we got the brewers engaged, and Fish loves to be able to get his creativity palette going, and he's done an excellent job with those beers. And you know, with the smaller brew house and the, you know, almost a pilot system, we can dive further into the terpene game and really figure out what terpenes and ones that we are going to excel in certain beers and take that to the next level, you know, because we were able to do a little more testing. That's awesome. So the one-off game definitely gets, you know, gained some legs with this new group up.
Yeah, when you only have to do 3.5 barrels instead of 15, that it gives you a little more leeway to play around. And if something doesn't work, it's like, okay, that's just one easy batch.
Right. So it's that, you know, we'll definitely still have the cores up there. We'll definitely, but it gives us a lot more leeway to just have a bigger spectrum.
That's great. So, what do you see being the biggest struggle for the brew pub going forward?
You know, I think what any brew pub, any brewery, restaurant, bars experiencing. I think we're in a spot where we're fortunate with, you know, the parameters of Mountain Village and the core up there is, but you know, it's if these restrictions keep going and are prolonged. I mean, we're all digging deep. We're all digging in how to keep our foundation and, you know, but you know, it's, for us, I think, coming out swinging, getting off to a great start and, you know, it's where we've been getting ready for a while now and we're just eager to get going. You know, it's a new game for us having a brew pub. We've always just been a production brewery. So it's, you know, there's definitely risk and, but with that risk is excitement and opportunity.
So on the food side of things, did you bring in like a chef or are you partnering with somebody up in Mountain Village for that?
We partnered with two fellows that a great friend. It's kind of a small world. And I was introduced to, Jared, who's one of the head key members of the team, through the Green Sky Bluegrass family and his good his connections there, and so we he connected me. Green Sky kind of, or Dave Bruza and Monica Bruza connected me with Jared, and he's had a lot of restaurant experience in Denver, and he was ready for a change, so he moved up here, partnered up with Alex, who's with the Goods Uray, and yeah, so their food's phenomenal, it's authentic street tacos. It's gonna be kick ass.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know it fills a niche for up there because it's more kind of grab and go, but a high quality option that's not really that. I mean, it's a unique offering that we differentiate ourselves with some of the other bars and restaurants up there. So it complements them as well as, you know, gives the whole Mountain Village team and visitors more options.
Yeah, food is always the hardest thing with brew pubs.
Well, you know, to be honest, that was the thing we were most concerned about, and when we were able to partner with a team that we are so confident and excited about, that was a huge win. So we know how to make beer and we know how to sell beer and create a cool experience for beer lovers. But, you know, the food, that's not our game. So having those guys come on board was a huge free agent pickup.
And yeah, nobody doesn't like tacos.
You know, it's basically two separate entities within one location.
Okay.
How it works.
That's great. That's great for you guys to be able to do that. We've got a couple places that have tried to do something similar here in Colorado Springs. Most recently, we have a lager house. Pike's Peak Brewing opened up a lager house in conjunction with a food hall. So they, you know, instead of doing, I think they're doing their own food still, but they have the ability to have that sort of open air, take the beer and walk around type thing. Very similar to what you guys are doing up there at Mountain Village.
Right.
So that'll be great. So is this going to be open year round or is it?
Oh yeah. Yep. Okay. Year round. Yep.
Good. I just wanted to make sure that I can, it's not just ski out.
No, it's great because, you know, why we all moved here is, you know, for the mountain. And we all, you know, came here because we had a love for skiing and be able to capitalize on, you know, the après scene and creating a cool establishment that really, I think we can build a killer après scene there, you know, in the winter. And then in the summer, what we love mountain biking, you know, the bike parks right there, you know, it's the same thing. So, you know, it's two of the things that we love the most, and we get to, you know, try to highlight both of those activities.
That's fun. I just lost my train of thought. I decided to start day drinking with the last can of some Alpen Goes.
Oh, nice. It's good little.
It's tasted good. It's 4.5% alcohol, so it's nothing.
I just poured a Tempter IPA. I've been on a Tempter kick lately.
I haven't had Tempter in a while.
As the weather changes, it's kind of my go-to.
So the brew pub obviously being the big news for Telluride at the moment. You got some seasonals that you're putting out right about now that you want to highlight, you know, some.
Yeah, we just sent our first shipment. We did a can labeling contest for Freaky Fish, Belgian double IPA. We made wort as fish water, put it in and blend it with a, you know, Belgian strong ale yeast. And and then we put it in barrels there for about 6 months, and you know, that we just canned that for the first time.
Nice. How'd the label competition turn out?
Excuse me, I just said barrels. I was thinking face down bourbon brown. We did not put that Freaky Fish in barrels, so that's just basically a Belgian double IPA. And so we had a cool can labeling contest a couple months ago. People were able to submit label designs for the can. We got some crazy awesome artists and traction on that. And there were so many good ones that we decided to pick 8 of the winners. So the 6-pack will have 8 different or 6 different labels on each can. And then that, you know, so kind of rotate through those 8. So it's kind of a unique package. So you got, you know, 6 different labels per 6-pack.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the plan was to have it on silver blank cans, but with the shortage going on right now, we had to wrap it on whack that wheat can. So some of the artwork, it really pops on the silver or the white blanks on matted cans, but it's still cool. That's on the
back. I just pulled up a picture of the 8 labels on your guys' Facebook here, just because I was curious.
Oh, killer. Yeah.
Yeah. Just super colorful. Really nice.
Yeah, it was cool. And, you know, we would definitely, with the brew pub too, having the opportunity to have smaller batch stuff. I think we'll do more label contests. We're talking with Blues and Brews and trying to maybe do one with them next fall, hopefully, if Blues and Brews happens.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Amen to that. So yeah. That's exciting. You know, we've Bourbon Brown hit the shelves next week for the first time in cans. The you know, old classic. We do really well on draft there. Keeping up with Galloping Juice series. And yeah, you know, just doing it, as much as we can.
Got to do what you can do, right?
Yeah, totally. But yeah.
Well, Josh, you have anything else for Tommy here?
No, that was pretty much it. I just wanted to, you know, see what special stuff I should be looking for from Telluride on the shelves down here, and
we just got
something new to try.
We just got some Law whiskey barrels today, so put fish water. That'll be the next round of fish water project.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, Karowski gave us some of those.
It's nice having people.
Oh man, I miss old Steve. Yeah, so that's you know, 10th Mountain. We're getting some whiskey barrels from them, and that's cool little that just happened. Charlie set that up. So it's kind of a cool brands of ski towns and cool kind of similar.
Yeah. So for people that might be planning trips over to Telluride, when is the brew pub opening? Officially,
we should get CO on Monday. That's what we're going for, and we're looking for the week of the 7th. So
okay,
you know, we're there.
Nice. So just about a little week out, basically.
You know, so yeah, it's just doing deliveries today. Seems it's very busy for Thanksgiving even here.
That's good.
You know,
with everyone not like going to see family as much for the holidays, that's sort of good to hear that it's busy.
Yeah, I know. I was actually surprised how busy it is right now with everything going on.
Well,
what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're just staying here.
Yeah, nice. We are too.
Yep. Yeah. Behind me on a dresser is just all of our dried stuffing, all the bread's drying out because we have no room in our kitchen right now, so it's sitting here in the extra room in our house, basically.
I had a huge win. I convinced my vegetarian wife, and our boys don't eat very much at all, so but I still was able to get an 18-pound bird. So leftovers and soup and you name it, so I'm pumped.
You're gonna be eating that for months.
totally. Our farmer friend had a 30-pounder, and I was like, oh man, that's too much.
That's a big bird. Yeah. Holy cow.
I've never seen a 30-pounder before.
I don't think I could fit that in my oven.
I don't think it would.
I accidentally hit the stop recording button. Oops. Oh, well. Well, Tommy, thanks for being on the show.
You guys are the best. Good to see you, and nice to meet Josh. And, yeah, happy holidays, and if there's anything else, comes up, hit me up. Can't wait to host you.
Sounds good. Yeah, we look forward to it. We were sort of sad this last year when everything sort of fell apart.
Yeah,
we'll do. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.